If I Could, by Adina Richman. She did it alone, while I was playing in the backyard, at school, smoking in the alley, at prom, studying for my degree, working in stores, bars, offices, and finally, white collar smoothed under gray blazer, hair held with her bobby pins, with children of my own. The bowl would be waiting patiently for me, breathing moist comfort, sighing vapors of familiarity, warming my cheeks when I bent over to blow. Stir it around. Fat orange carrots flirt with graceful arches of celery, wisps of dill tendril tender white meat, a watery tango festooned in white noodle confetti, jellyfish mushrooms slithering through thick tide pools of broth, barnacles of barley attaching and pushing off the sides of beefy vessels. Salty hot dogs that bob in split pea waves sink to the bottom with the curve of my spoon. And soon the day, the business, the worry, the heartbreak fades. I am only thinking of flavors, layers, textures. The warmth lasts long after the soup has grown cold. If I could, I would give you a bowl, offered in the same way that she gave everything. Eat, she'd say, before it gets cold. I give you my best thing. It's all for you. Take what I have, because this is how I love. Tastes that blanket your tongue, soft impressions, thick and warm, great inhalations, lingering scent, lip-smacking, full-bellied gusto. I feed you, and I grow satisfied. Full, I watch you, and my eyes soften. I want for you memories that stick to your ribs.